Good morning, White Way listeners. I'd like to begin with a story. Last Sunday, on the way to Mo'ili'ili Temple, I was very upset. It was 8:45 and we were just pulling out of our driveway in Kailua. "Mommy, don't be mad," said my 4-year-old son, Luke Myoka. "We're so late," I snapped back at him. "We got up at 7, there's no reason why we should be late. By the time we get there, we'll have missed the bell, the Vandana and Tisarana, and chanting." Luke said, "You did wake up slowly, Mommy." I frowned at him in the rearview mirror. He was quiet for a few seconds and then offered, "But we'll hear the Dharma talk." We drove along without talking for a while. Luke sucked his thumb and looked out the window. After a minute more, he said, "Mommy, I see the reflectors on that tractor. Do we have reflectors on our car?" I looked back at him in the mirror. He was looking straight at me, smiling and nodding. I sighed and I smiled back at him. "I think so," I said, "but I'm not sure. We'll have to look when we get home." Please remember this story. Shinran was the first teacher of our Jodo Shinshu school. I'm studying to become a novice priest, and I think a lot about Shinran and what he taught. Today, I'd like to share a few thoughts about how Shinran viewed practice. Shinran taught, "Become exactly who you are. If you see yourself realistically, within a world that you see just as it is, you can live every moment fully, and you will find meaning in everything." I think that, for Shinran, was the point, to live in keeping with the universe. In Jodo Shinshu, we call this reality of fundamental connectedness Amida Buddha, and when we say Namo Amida Butsu, we voice that reality. But this teaching is not unique to Jodo Shinshu, that we are all one, that all things are interdependent, that really, it's not about me, but we, is the truth that Shakyamuni Buddha discovered. It is the basic teaching common among all schools of Buddhism. What set Shinran apart was the sequence of conditions or occurrences that he taught led to the realization of this reality. Traditional Buddhist paths to awakening follow this sequence: faith, understanding, practice, realization. First comes faith, faith in a teaching, faith in a teacher. The student then studies and strives to understand the teachings. She reads the sutras, the words of the Buddha, attends Dharma talks, studies with good teachers. And the student practices. She sits, chants, walks, meditates. Diligent study and practice together lead to enlightenment, faith, followed by understanding, practice, and realization. In contrast, in his doctrinal treatise, the Kyogyo Shinsho, Shinran laid out a new sequence of steps: teaching, practice, faith, realization. This process fascinates me for many reasons. The process Shinran describes begins with teaching, but he uses teaching as a noun, not a verb. Similarly, practice and faith are facets of both the traditional path and the one that Shinran outlines, but Shinran uses those same words to mean something very different. Overall, whereas the traditional path is a self-determined process, Shinran outlines an individual journey that is in accordance with the motion of the universe. Again, teaching, practice, faith, realization. The teaching Shinran refers to is a larger sutra, the sutra in which Shakyamuni Buddha purportedly establishes Amida as a Buddha and presents Amida's 48 vows. To be aware of Amida's presence in the world is the first step toward enlightenment. Practice comes next. But unlike other schools of Buddhism, in Jodo Shinshu, the practice is not our practice. In the larger sutra, Amida describes the practice that Shinran refers to, which is the practice of, quote, "the countless Buddha throughout the 10 worlds in the 10 quarters," unquote, who are working tirelessly to awaken us to the reality of Amida. In other words, we are each bound up in the world, and as a result, every interaction, occurrence, even every accident, can be perceived as an affirming reminder that there are no separations. Only after the teaching and practice comes faith. Shinran teaches that as a result of the Buddha's efforts, we receive, some say slowly, some argue suddenly, faith, or what he calls Shinjin. Shinjin is what happens when we accept the fact that we are imperfect and limited, and at the same time, realize that we are part of a life that is without borders or end. The Japanese poet Saichi wrote about this transformation. My heart is your heart. Your heart is my heart. It is your heart that becomes me. It is not that I become Amida, but Amida becomes me. Namo Amida Butsu. And then finally, upon being born in the Pure Land, we attain realization. To become enlightened is to be compelled by a sense of gratitude to do everything we can so that others can experience the same sense of peace, joy, and belonging in the world that we do. Teaching, practice, faith, realization. I cannot speak personally about Shinjin or enlightenment, but I would like to talk about how I experienced the practice aspect of the four-step process that Shinran introduced to Buddhism. Jodo Shinshu has been referred to as the easy path, and the path to awakening that Shinran outlined seems to confirm this perception. The teaching exists. The practice is the Buddha's practice. We receive faith, and the realization happens involuntarily. Yet, although to be practiced upon by Buddhas might seem like a passive experience, for me, it is not. The Buddhas call to me, but there is something in me that responds to that call. The Buddhas call to me, and I must do my part to break down the barriers that prevent me from hearing them. The story I told at the beginning of my talk, I believe, is an example of the Buddha's calling to me through my son, Luke Myoka. I think it's also an example of the response this call elicited from me. I was presented with a choice, not to change, but just to see something. When I think back upon the story, I laugh at my foolishness. We were late, but what good does being mad do? Instead of letting go of what at that point I couldn't change, I squandered an unrepeatable moment. But my son Luke and the Buddhas wouldn't let me. Come back, they called. Come back to the moment. Everything you need is only here. When I looked at Luke and he smiled back at me, even as I remained stuck, he allowed me to see beyond my anger to what was right there in front of me, being together. Focus and discriminate wisely, mommy, he seemed to say. Never mind you, here we are. Namo Amida Butsu. When the Buddhas call, they rouse a nagging awareness in me that I am missing the point. They appeal to a deep-rooted longing to be authentically, truly who I am. When Luke said, Mommy, you did wake up slowly, it was as though he said, You made us late too, Mommy. Don't take yourself so seriously. When he said, But we'll hear the Dharma talk, he was reminding me that temple is a good place to hear the Dharma, but that we can encounter the Dharma anytime, everywhere. And when he happened to notice the reflectors in the truck in front of us and tried to distract me out of my funk, I had to smile. Look out of yourself, he seemed to say. Mommy, see the light bouncing all around us? What I think is important to acknowledge is that they, the Buddhas, and for me, my son Luke, call to us to awaken to who we really are. More importantly, they demand a response from each of us in the form of a choice. We can choose to receive an invitation to see ourselves realistically and experience a deeper, more meaningful life, or we can choose to ignore that opportunity. So, please enjoy today. Be aware of the Buddhas at work in your life and be thankful for their constant caring presence. Namo Amida Butsu.